We'll squeeze her in.
Okay, we'll do that. Don't go anywhere. Bernstein and McKnight, you have the score.
Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey joins Mully and Hall tomorrow morning at 8 throughout baseball season.
I would fully expect him to be available in 2019. More frustrating for Darvish than anybody else.
Jim Hickey talks Cubs with Mully and Hall tomorrow at 8 a.m. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The kids from Hawaii who won the Little League World Series on Sunday deserve all the kudos they will receive. Actually, all 16 teams that made it to Williamsport should be applauded. There's no doubt the pint-sized World Series is one of the more fun events on the sports calendar. But should it be on television non-stop, starting with the regionals? Should 12-year-olds be subjected to that sort of scrutiny? On the flip side, should those who succeed be glorified day after day, hour after hour? We live in a world of entitled athletes. Do we have to start when they haven't even been on their first date yet? Everyone knows that ESPN will hype anything it puts on the air as if it's the Super Bowl. But a SportsCenter set complete with ex-jocks analyzing games and breaking down plays? This isn't meant to take anything away from the kids. They're terrific. Let's just hope that all the TV hype doesn't change that in the future. I'm John Feinstein.
Ricky always wanted to play baseball in the majors. He was playing catch before he could walk, practically lived in the batting cages. He was behind home plate more than he was home. And one day, after all that hard work, he found himself walking into a Major League Baseball stadium. After buying a ticket at the front gate. A nosebleed seat obscured by a pole, but he was in there. No, Ricky never did play in the big leagues, but he did switch his car insurance to Geico, proud partner of Major League Baseball, which saved him a lot. So, all in all, things were good.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time, and bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Ryan McGuffey, Emmy Award-winning producer over at NBC Sports Chicago. I think that Kopech had gotten to a point where it was more likely that it would damage him to stay at AAA than help him. You know what I mean? Like, he had gone past the point of mastering that level.
Yeah, and if you look at he's right at about his innings threshold in terms of, like, career high. So at this point, like, you want if you're going to go above your career high in innings, don't you want them to be meaningful innings, whether it's a AAA or the major league level? And at this point, all his last seven, what he's done since the All-Star break, it's just dominant. It's not even, like, it's kind of video game stuff, you know, 59 strikeouts and 4 walks. I mean, come on.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls. Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Trey Burton with us on The Score. How's it going, Trey?
I would love to play some quarterback. That'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, you've already played a little bit of quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's so many reasons why I signed here, but that the offense is for sure one. You know, Nagy was definitely one, and then Mitch was another reason. So, for sure, I've been in this offense for, this is what, year three now? Two years in Philly, and then obviously this year. So, I've seen what players that play the U position, you know, for example, Ertz and Kelce can do, and so I'm just excited to, you know, play my role.
What can you tell Bears fans about what to expect when they watch you guys?
We hope to be exciting. You know, we hope to put points on the board, and you never know what you're going to get week to week.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us.
Brian, when you look back on your career, and obviously that's what you're doing here, everybody talks about the game against Arizona, the atmosphere in the locker room afterward. I don't think I ever went into a locker room where everybody was just kind of laughing. It was just an amazing comeback. And you were so humble about it. You said basically that they stopped blocking you.
Well, I didn't feel like I was getting blocked, you know, and I missed all that after the game, by the way, because I was out doing an interview with the Monday night crew, so I got to miss all the good stuff in the locker room. I may have caught the tail end of it. It just felt like I wasn't getting hit there at the end. You know, the first half, there was always somebody on me, I feel like, and they were throwing the ball, they were changing their offense up a little bit. In the second half, they just got stagnant and started running the ball, trying to protect that lead, and then we started doing some things on defense that helped us.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it. They tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965.
I was running bases and I knew my arm was up. And I was like, put your arm down. And I just couldn't. I couldn't put it down.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams partners with 670 The Score. Official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, baseline. Well, right-handed, powered up. Oh, my goodness.
Rainbow three, go. Oh.
What a shot.
Zipser's going to attempt a left side three.
Yes.
The kick out, Portis, three ball for the tie.
Yes.
Bobby Portis has tied the ballgame with a triple.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Your new radio home for the Bulls.
Of the Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I got my answer to the video store, by the way. Thank you. And I believe it's Todd the Unfortunate Browns fan who reminded me it was called Video Fun 2. Thank you, because that would have been making me crazy. And obviously, so much video fun that it couldn't be contained in one location.
Clearly.
When the video fun is overflowing, all you can do is expand and open Video Fun 2.
Sorry, sir, your store has exceeded code. There's too much yes. Video fun going on in this establishment. We're not zoned for this much video fun. You'll need to open a second store.
We're going to have to shut you down unless we spill off much of this video fun elsewhere. So indeed, they complied. Manu Ginobili is announcing his retirement, and one of the coolest NBA guys around. Everybody just adored by everybody in the NBA.
How can you not?
A man ahead of his time. A guy, when we talk about the internationalization of the game, somebody who was the multifaceted kind of player that we see now and defied position and helped the San Antonio Spurs usher that in just because of the force of nature that he was in his way.
Kind of represents, you know, to me anyway, also the start of a new way of bringing in European players into the NBA. The new way that the Spurs had kind of drafted and waited some to bring guys over. I mean, that was, unless I'm missing somebody, that was kind of that first wave, at least for me, growing up.
And we slowly began to watch his bald spot expand, and it became a mirror of our own age over time, depending on how big the bald spot was when you became a fan, was sort of how you could mark yourself, like the rings of a tree. And you wonder these similarity scores. This is how basketballreference.com does this in a way where it doesn't matter what position you say you play. It's in balance, the numbers that you've put up, how they relate to other basketball players.
So these are aggregate numbers, or these are win share?
These are similarity scores based on win. It's sort of how you get your win shares.
Okay.
How you compile them.
Cool.
Is how you put this all together. But these are the statistically the most similar players based on where their win shares came from.
We're going 10 to 1?
Total career will go 10 to 1, okay?
16, how many years for Manu? 16?
16.
Yeah.
16 years, 10 to 1, and just shows you how difficult it is to pin down the kind of player that Manu Ginobili was. Sam Cassell, Hersey Hawkins, Hal Greer, Lenny Wilkins.
What?
Vince Carter.
Come.
Jason Terry, Eddie Jones, Allen Iverson.
What?
Jeff Hornacek, and number one, Terry Porter.
Ah.
Whoa, right? The disparate games?
That's all over the place.
You've got pure point guards.
Allen Iverson is on that list.
Yeah, you've got pure point guards. You've got me first isolation scorers.
You've got three-point shooters.
Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah, you've got standstill around the screen shooters. Distributors, a little bit of all of the above, sixth men types in there. That's a pretty neat distribution of names that in its entirety just tells you how cool Manu Ginobili was.
Well, Sam Cassell was 10. Who was 9 again?
Hersey Hawkins.
I was so blown away by Sam Cassell being in the show today.
Right, who himself
happy to have
is
you, buddy.
Fun and weird,
yes.
And cool.
Well, looking to.
And you, like with each individual guy, you know exactly what bit of Ginobili's game is exactly like that dude, too. That's sure. What makes it cool.
It really is neat here. Cassell, Hawkins, Greer, Lenny Wilkins, Vince Carter, Jason Terry, Eddie Jones, Allen Iverson, Jeff Hornacek, Terry Porter, all of those. That cloud somewhere defines Manu Ginobili.
How many of them grabbed a bat mid-game? Do you remember that? There was a bat flying around in the Spurs stadium, and he just swings around and beats the hell out of it.
Yeah, he
just swats it up and then hands it to somebody.
And he had to get a rabies shot after that, right?
I would assume.
He missed the next one for a rabies shot or had to be pulled out of the game. So he had to get a rabies shot. I remember this much.
No, he just for hitting it?
Yes. If you touch a bat, you have to go get a rabies shot.
Then I would need like five
rabies
shots.
It's Texas state law. You have to
do it.
Because I mean, they were.
It's one of five laws on the book in Texas.
That was one of my.
You have to do it.
One of my jobs at camp. Anytime a bat got in the lodge,
you were bat slayer.
I was bat guy because I could get it. I had a tennis racket and a number 10 can, and I was able to trap, get it under the can, slide the racket underneath, and then release it unharmed.
That's we had bats in the attic in Fort Wayne.
That's what we heard about through McKnight Clan.
It's very true.
That's what they said.
We had bats in the attic.
That house up on the hill.
Both
be very
attics,
careful.
Actually. You go after them with rackets because they can't. Their sonar can't see the racket.
Yeah, if you want to just knock them out of there. There were some of those
who
wanted
swinging.
To play bat tennis.
Oh, yeah, we went swinging. Ian and I, we were just wandering around the house with racquetball rackets that the old man was not playing racquetball
A little
anymore.
Quicker wrist on that one, too. You don't have
well,
to get the
big... Well, you know, we were smaller. You know, this was like ages 7 and 9, something like that. So, you know, the tennis rackets, it's a long windup. And these bats, they're agile, you know.